Here's a couple of stories that hit close to home. Biggie and I are queenies. It means we watched The Crown.
Royal watchers.
Yeah. King Charles was amongst a crowd a couple of days ago, shaking hands, and we had a heckler out there, and you can imagine what the heckler was talking about. You can listen to
little brother.
Yeah.
Charles, how long have you known about Andrew and Epstein? Have you been protecting Andrew for prosecution?
The crowd didn't like it. Consternation,
uproar.
You know, he's going to get that pretty much wherever he goes. That's going to be trouble.
No. You know, I will say, I have found...
He was pretty close, by the way. That heckler was very close to the king.
Yelling at him. Yep.
I have found the Charles reign very boring.
Yeah, he hasn't done much, has he?
He's been ill.
You don't get a lot anymore. You get more Harry news.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, when he does something, or William, but I think Charles just, like you said, he's been ill. He's just kind of going through the motions of being the king. It's just something about the queen was different.
Well, she's going to go down as the best all time.
Yeah.
Does he make the same public appearances that his mother did? You know, because there's always something.
Yeah,
I think he does. I think he still does. I mean, obviously, he's out with the crowd there. Of course, he can't escape the Andrew quest. That's probably why he doesn't want to do much either. Everywhere he goes.
There'll be, isn't there
how long? That was the most drawn out heckle.
Charles! How long have you known about Andrew and Epstein?
7 seconds.
Another Epsteiner's here.
Yeah.
Some of the crowd were like, shut up.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
No, they didn't like that.
I probably would have been, my butthole would have puckered up. Oh, man. I don't know. I would have probably been like, let's not here, you know. I know.
He's cutting the ribbon of the new barbershop.
It's really bad, but not today.
Have you been protecting Andrew from prosecution? No.
Please. Have you been protecting Andrew from prosecution?
Yeah. Settle. Mm-hmm.
Well, I took his crown away.
What do you want?
I made him live at a 72-acre estate.
What do you want from this
He's
guy?
He's at the smallest castle.
I took his last name.
He did. He took all of that away. The king did
He's
not.
He's just Andy respond. Mountbatten, right? Yeah, Andy Mountbatten Windsor.
Mm-hmm. That was the queen's favorite son was Andrew. At least if you believe the show, The Crown.
And
the
when crowd, they were definitely. Young.
Yes, when they were young. Well, at that time, they were probably, in their 20s. And the question became, I know when it was. It was in the 80s because in that episode of The Crown, Margaret Thatcher's son has gone missing. And when Margaret Thatcher has her sit down with the queen.
That happened?
Apparently, yeah. He's gone for a few days. A lot of stuff happens. You don't really realize, this really happened. So Margaret Thatcher's son was missing. I think he'd gone boating and he was missing. They found him. And Margaret Thatcher told the queen, because they have, weekly sit downs. And she said, I'm afraid I'm a bit forlorn here today. I can't concentrate. My son's gone missing and he's my favorite child. And the queen later mentioned to her husband, can you believe Mrs. Thatcher said one of her children is the favorite over the other? And the husband said, well, of course, I know my favorite is Anne. And he just said it. I have a favorite child. It's Anne.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, I certainly do not have a favorite child. But by the end of the episode, she says, it's Andrew.
Yeah.
And we see what's happened to Andrew here. That was her favorite. He was always like he would get out there and like fly a plane. And he was a go-getter and everything. And just a real adventurous type. And then you see where
that happens when they're much younger, don't you think? When you pick your favorite.
Well, probably. But at this time, they were adults. And they both said.
But he was
well,
playboying at that point, right?
Oh, by that time, yeah.
Living it up.
I guess he was, 25 years old when she said, at least in the episode of the show. The other story that hits very close to home for me is an arrest story. We have a brawl involving a mixed doubles pickleball team in Volusia County, Florida. This happened at the Spruce Creek Country Club, Port Orange. Large fight involving more than 12 people, a pickleball brawl. And the person who was checking in and making court assignments had to dial 911.
Come quick, please.
Okay, how many people are fighting?
There's about 20 people.
Okay. Any weapons?
They're breaking. No. I mean, somebody hit somebody with a pickleball paddle. Hit somebody in the head.
That's right.
Any weapons? I mean, yes, but no. You could hear her actually working through it on the call.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's a paddle. It's a pickleball paddle. I mean, it's not lethal.
A guy named Anthony Suspinza and his wife Julianne were playing mixed doubles against.
Do we know what started all this?
Well, yes. We have the news anchors reporting, and I can relate.
According to the arrest report, the game got heated after Anthony accused his opponent of stepping into what's called the kitchen in pickleball.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, the kitchen.
Will you do that? I mean,
at any point, does somebody step in the kitchen? Well, yes.
He did. He stepped. According to Anthony, he stepped in the kitchen.
And that's an automatic end of point violation.
Yeah, you lose the point. If you hit the ball out of the air while you're standing in the kitchen, you lose the point. And so the anchor put it that way.
According to the arrest report, the game got heated after Anthony accused his opponent of stepping into what's called the kitchen in pickleball. Deputies say a 70-year-old man was punched in the face, a woman was pushed to the ground, and another man was hit in the face with a pickleball paddle, which deputies say left a gash above his eye.
This is terrible. This is terrible.
70-year-old man?
Well, Anthony's 63, his wife's 51. They were playing, and they've been arrested and charged two felony counts of battery on a person over 65. It's a felony in Florida.
That's right, it is.
They had made it all the way home before authorities finally went to their house.
And the cops didn't show up, lights blazing.
They get off the ground! If I get on the ground, I can't get up.
You know me. I can't get on the ground.
Have you seen fights?
I have seen disagreements. I have seen one time.
Voices raised?
Yeah. And they, now this was like two courts over from me. There was a shouting match, and they were walking toward the net at each other, like pointing, and somebody had to intervene and say, guys.
Like Michael Jackson and Beat It.
Yeah. They had to say, come on now. And, you know me now. I pucker up. I had to leave.
You're not a peacemaker.
No.
Peace out.
I will flee. And at that, they were really hot-headed. And I...
Was it over the same thing? Is it always the kitchen? Or is it sometimes ball in, ball out?
A lot of times ball in, ball out, yeah. The kitchen, though, is rarely called. Like, I wonder how often... Like, I never call it...
I myself have stepped into the kitchen.
I myself have stepped into the kitchen. Like, I have it called on me once a year by an opponent across the net. But when we played in a tournament where there were referees, Diesel had it called on him four times in one day. And we got big feet.
He's a violator.
Yeah, he's a violator. And no one ever called. I mean, it's very hard to play and watch the other people's feet. You know, you're watching the ball, so you just don't see that. Sometimes you call it on yourself. That's sometimes I've had people win a point and they go, oh, sorry, I'm in the kitchen. So it's a... That's like the rule. You just can't step in there and hit the ball. You see how it wound up. Blood on the courts. Blood in the kitchen.
There's your book title.
Blood. That is going to be my book title.
Come quick, please.
Okay. How many people are fighting?
There's about 20 people.
20?
Okay. Any weapons?
They're breaking. No. I mean, somebody hit somebody with a pickleball paddle. Hit somebody in the head.